Now, let's get serious, ladies and gentlemen. I know you came here to see really fine performances by a really fine modern music ensemble, conducted by a really fine conductor. And here comes the fine conductor now.
That's the late musician Frank Zappa in his last professional public appearance, introducing the premiere of his orchestral work, The Yellow Shark, performed by the German chamber ensemble, Ensemble Moderne, at the Frankfurt Festival in 1992. Now, 25 years after the release of the concert recording, the music and classical influences of Frank Zappa come alive this month in a pair of Philadelphia performances with conductor Jace Ogren, Artistic Director of Orchestra 2001. Jace, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Good to be here.
We'll get to Frank Zappa, but describe this endeavor, Orchestra 2001.
It was started in 1988 by James Freeman, who was a professor of music at Swarthmore College and a conductor and a pianist. But our mission is to perform the greatest music of our time and also some of the greatest hits of the 20th century. And in doing that, to connect with new audiences.
To the most casual observer, Frank Zappa was an iconoclastic rock icon. Those who know him more know that he was interested in classical music. Who were some of his influences?
Yeah, well, Edgard Varèse was number one. Varèse was early 20th century great French composer who also did a lot of work in the United States as well. When Zappa was a teenager, he saw this article in Look magazine about the complete works of Edgard Varèse, basically saying that this complete music of Edgard Varèse was an album that was impossible to sell because the music was so esoteric and dissonant. And this caught the eye of the young Frank Zappa. And so he went to his local record store. And even though he didn't have enough money, he convinced the owner to sell it to him. And he fell in love with the music of Varèse, and especially his percussion piece, Ionization. It's a piece that includes a lot of percussion instruments beyond what you would think of just at first. Yes, it includes snare drum and cymbals and so forth, but also a lion's roar, which makes a sound just like what you'd think it would make. Sirens that are, hand-operated sirens, and a huge, huge array of instruments like that. So really, Varèse became Zappa's first hero, but it was kind of the jumping off point for him to start to listen to music by some of the other greatest composers of the 20th century, like Stravinsky and Anton Webern, and later on, Pierre Boulez.
So let's get to the music, and in advance of the performance of The Yellow Shark will be a preliminary concert that you'll be in charge of at the World Cafe, an homage to these mentors of Frank Zappa. How were the pieces chosen?
Well, we had to include some music by Varèse, certainly, because he was Zappa's first musical hero. We're beginning with just the solo piece for flute called Density 21.5, played by our flutist David D. Jacoby. We're also including a piece by Varèse called Octandra. And the musical materials in Octandra, to me, relate very closely to the two wind quintet pieces that are in The Yellow Shark, Times Beach 2 and Times Beach 3. In Octandra, Varèse is experimenting with these blocks of sound. There's often a very aggressive nature to the music, and Zappa took a cue from that in these two wind pieces that he wrote that are on The Yellow Shark. So we'll be putting Octandra next to Times Beach 2, one of the Zappa pieces, sort of for a comparison there. There also is a rhythmic drive, and not just a regular one, but an asymmetric rhythmic drive that comes up in some of the pieces in The Yellow Shark, especially the opening number, the dog breath variations. It's kind of this groove that has a hitch at the end. De-up-up, be-up-up-up, be-up-up-up, be-up-up-ba-da-up. So there's always like this little waltz rhythm at the end of the bar. Stravinsky was really the first composer to make this asymmetric rhythmic drive a regular part of the language. And so we'll be doing some some movements from Stravinsky's L'Histoire du Soldat as well. And we're going to be speaking between the pieces with Dr. Joe Klein, who is a professor at the University of North Texas and an expert on Frank Zappa. So we'll be talking about these connections between the pieces. Actually, between the pieces, between the performances, we'll be chatting a little bit.
Let's note that you are a well-regarded composer as well. Are your works at all informed by this 20th century legacy?
Absolutely. I was influenced by the music of Stravinsky, especially for myself, also Copland, John Adams, and Steve Reich, you know, some of these later 20th century composers as well. But what I find so remarkable about Zappa was that without really any musical training, I mean, he took composition lessons for 1 year, but other than that, with no training in Western classical music, he was able to absorb these influences of the greatest composers of the 20th century and kind of put them through the sausage machine of his emotions and worldview and then create something entirely new.
As close to a natural as you could possibly describe.
Absolutely.
Jay, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you.
Jace Ogren, Artistic Director of Orchestra 2001. Orchestra 2001 will present Zappa's Radical Classical Roots this Sunday at World Cafe Live, and then celebrating Frank Zappa's The Yellow Shark the following Saturday, April 28th, at the Fillmore.